This goes to Dr. Stack, Michael Stack. Fax is 989-875-5023. Regarding Douglas Curran, K-U-R-A-N. Date of birth, August 6th of 1964. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Curran with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. His last visit was December 28th of 2021. He has gained 43 pounds over the last year. And he reports that he was hospitalized in March of 2022 in Midland with severe hypotension secondary to severe dehydration. Several medications were changed, and he is feeling much better at this time. His biggest complaint today is that his left flank is painful. It's been hurting for the last week. It actually hurts when he walks and bends forward or sits back up. He states that his urine appears foamy, but he denies any cloudiness or blood. No dysuria, no incontinence. He feels like he empties his bladder well. He denies headaches or dizziness. His blood pressure is currently well controlled. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No orthopnea or PND. No recent falls or injuries to his knowledge. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the prednisone 10 milligram daily. He's also on Lipitor 80 milligram daily. Seroquel is 100 milligram at bedtime. And multiple other medications are unchanged from his previous visit. Physical examination. The patient is obese, but in no obvious distress, no respiratory distress. His weight is 305 pounds. Pulse is 78. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 84. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. He does have some lateral left lower back pain, not in the flank area per se. But it is tender to palpation, and it feels as if there is a muscle spasm in that area. Extremities, one plus edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 8th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.3, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 32. Albumin 4.3, calcium is 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.0. Hemoglobin was 11.6, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, left lower back, possibly flank pain, and 4, hypertension, currently at goal. I've asked the patient to get a urinalysis with a culture and sensitivity to rule out UTI due to the flank pain. also due to the complaint of foamy urine. He may need a kidney CAT scan of the abdomen without contrast if the pain continues, but he will probably need a follow-up appointment for further evaluation if the urine is negative. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.